Hey guys, it's Rob from Chump Change. I just want to apologize before this episode starts. The mic quality from my side, I had a few problems. We're all good now, but yeah, just sorry about that. Welcome to Chump Change. We're sort of bundling together a newbie kind of podcast. Is that right, Luke?
Well, Cryptos for newbies.
Cryptos for newbies. There you go. Boom. and the first one we're going to speak about is privacy coins. Personally, I think privacy coins are going to be worth a lot more than they are now, as everything starts to become a bit more mainstream. I don't know how you feel, Luke.
Yeah, totally. I think that people, especially the wealthy people, they like to hide their money. So to avoid taxes or to avoid some type of regulation. So having these privacy coins will be a really big asset for them.
Yeah.
Also, and as kind of big data becomes more prominent in our lives, people are going to get a bit pissed off with things like Google and Facebook collecting data on everything. So taking these privacy coins, at least you can keep some of your financial life private, which should be a right for everyone, right?
Yeah. I mean, starting to get there, kind of like GDPR. I don't think, do you even know what that is?
No, I don't.
In Korea? It's about opting in for data and people not being able to contact you unless you have specifically told them they can.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into GDPR. It's boring.
Yeah.
So, some privacy stuff.
Yeah, let's do it. Like, should we go through a list of them? See what people think?
Yeah.
All right, so the big one is Monero. That's the most popular privacy coin, and it's known as being untraceable. So there's a lot of, if you go on there, Reddit, you'll see tons of memes of like people like saying this thing's untraceable and this kind of funny stuff like that. It gets a bit of a bad reputation because it's the main coin that's used on the dark web, apparently. I don't really know how to access that, but apparently that's what they use.
Dark web?
Yeah. Do you know?
I've been on it.
Of course, you know.
just to have a look around, but I'm too scared, mate.
Yeah, I'd rather not use that. But no,
this isn't about dark web.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so it gets a little bit of a bad reputation for that.
Yeah.
However, it's secure. It's as a small circle in supply. It's proof of work. So it has all the same kind of financial benefits that Bitcoin has in that regard. It's currently trading at about $120. I think the peak was about $500, so it's down a lot, but it's not down as much as a lot of other coins in the market.
No, it stays relatively stable, I think. So even when like the
it follows Bitcoin's trajectory really, really closely.
Well, I've kind of noticed, and maybe I'm wrong and maybe I've only just seen this on off days, but even when everything seems to be heading down, it doesn't tend to dip as low as everything else.
Yeah, I think you're right. It has a lot of support, so core supporters and people who mine it and kind of hold it for just you know, as like almost like a religion. They hold it, they love it, they don't want to sell it. Whereas other coins are kind of more used for trading, I think.
Yeah. And I guess kind of a reason why maybe you shouldn't invest in Monero is if you're kind of worried about sort of any ethics, because Monero is probably used for some...
Yeah, right. It's definitely used in the dark. Used for money laundering and bad stuff. But at the same time, if you think about the positive side of having privacy in your financial life, you know, there's good and bad, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
A research report by Bloomberg came out a few weeks ago, and it showed Monero as being one of the leading cryptocurrencies in a 10-year time, just because of the amount of people that will want to hide their hide their wealth in the future. Like a lot of rich people do that. They do it now in Swiss bank accounts, but they want to do it even more securely, like, through Monero.
This is just it, isn't it? If it's like the ethical side of things that are putting you off Monero, then you should really just never have your hands on any money at all, because most illegal transactions and all that kind of stuff, money laundering, everything takes place with fiat currency anyway.
Oh, totally, yeah. Actually, so it was only a few days ago, a bunch of banks got busted for money laundering like $200 billion.
It's absolutely crazy.
Way more than the crypto market's currently worth right now.
Anyway, what's next?
Good coin though. I think Monero has a lot of potential. I'm personally going to, I'm waiting for it to go below $100, then I'm going to stash up quite a large amount and put it in my cold storage wallet.
What did you say it's currently trading at?
About 120.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for it to go to below 100, then I'm going to stack up and keep it for the long term.
I like to be like Luke and sometimes get the same investment so we can kind of get rich together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I was going to say, so Bloomberg, they had a report and I think it's, they projected Monero being worth about $38,000 in 10 years' time. So, yeah, I mean, that's insane growth. But we'll see if it actually does play out. All right, the next really popular privacy coin is Zcash. Do you know much about that, Rob?
I know a little bit.
Do you
want me to talk about what I know, or do you want?
Go ahead if you want to. Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of Zcash lately, and I think it kind of comes like you said, second to Monero. Uses some like ZK Snark or something system. Have you heard of this?
I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah, I won't go into that, but it's unique to Zcash anyway. So I think, again, this is another one with ethics. That's why people might not want to go into it. But I know that they work with JP Morgan, and that's obviously a massive bank. So that's kind of weird in terms of the fact that...
That is really weird.
Privacy client. JP Morgan Chase. So, I don't know.
Interesting stuff.
But they also donate 1% of their founders' reward tax to non-profit charities.
So, oh, wow. That's cool.
Pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah. I think what makes Zcash a bit different to the other coins is that it has a function where you can turn off the privacy and then turn off the privacy and turn it back on when you want to, when you want to make a transaction. So you go onto your wallet and you say, okay, I'll send Rob 1 Zcash. Do I make this private or open? So on the open blockchain or on the private blockchain.
That is just seeming so dodgy.
So I get what they're doing. They're trying to give people the option and give people privacy without having to feel bad about using a coin which can be used on the dark web. But at the same time, if you're choosing private, doesn't that draw more attention to you rather than just totally private? I think it does.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one of the interesting features.
Apparently it's slow as well.
Yeah.
So like normal day-to-day kind of confirmations of payments take like 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. So you imagine if you were going into a shop or whatever and trying to pay with that compared to how like the trial that we did with DigiByte.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the difference between dial-up internet and broadband.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the original coins that come out, probably 2014-ish. So the technology might not be as good as the other coins out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Should we do one more? Decred is the other one people talk about a lot in the privacy space. Also, that same Bloomberg report, which came out a few weeks ago, which had Monero at 36K, and then had Decred at about 15K. I'm not sure.
I don't know an awful lot about Decred, so I'll let you.
I don't know. I'm also not too sure, but I know that it's not on Binance yet. It's only on Bittrex.
Okay.
So, and it's a newer privacy coin, so it might have a few newer features. I also don't know much. I won't talk about it, but the reason I kind of am interested in it for the long term and the short term. So long term, it has potential value to grow at around the same percentage as Monero. So good to diversify and get a couple privacy coins. Also, in short term, whatever gets listed on Binance goes up a lot, right? Automatically, usually everything jumps like 30 or 40%. So it could be a good short term trading opportunity there.
Yeah,
it's getting very popular. I know that for sure.
Well, I remember Verge was always a very widely spoken about privacy coin. McAfee was backing it, so it sort of went to the moon because he was just like, you know, this is the coin for the future. And then it all went up and everybody was like excited about it.
Do you know that McAfee, when he was doing his coin of the day or coin of the week, he did an interview a few months ago. He was saying he was making, I think it was around 25K per tweet. But he was like, they were paying him $25,000 to tweet his coin of the day. So,
Man, I think he's really actually, he wants to run for president again.
Again?
Okay. Or senator, or I don't know, something, something in power that he shouldn't be doing.
He's an interesting
guy. Sorry if you're listening. don't kill me. I've seen the guns that you have on your towel when you're having a shower.
He's a wild guy.
It was wild. Other one like Pivx, that was always kind of a big one. Which I don't know, is that still around?
I'm not sure. That was big in early in October. I heard a lot about that, but I haven't heard of it for a long time, so I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I think it was just like forked from Dash. So it was trying to make Dash better. I don't know. It had a big community at one point.
Probably
still going. And Navcoin. So you haven't mentioned Navcoin, and this seems to be like one of the better ones, like kind of, you know, alongside Zcash and Monero, I think.
Yeah.
So it's built on Bitcoin Core, and it has like really low fees, and it's a lot of investors apparently that invest purely in privacy coins, calling it one of the best privacy coins of 2018.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty fast as well. So it takes like 30 seconds compared to, what was 2.5? Zcash, was it? Zcash 2.5 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
So, that's, yeah, 30 seconds is fine, isn't it? Yeah. No Digibyte, but there we go. They seem to have a big marketing team behind them, and the development team are updating all the time. And apparently, if you're like an online business and you want to set up payments to accept Navcoin, it's really easy. And again, it's completely decentralized and anonymous.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds cool. Actually, I'll look into that. I don't know too much about Navcoin, but if it's built on the Bitcoin Core platform, like actually definitely worth looking into. Because of the security based on that.
Oh.
All right, cool. So this was our summary of different privacy coins for crypto newbies. The reason we're going over this these kind of topics is because you need to diversify even within the crypto space to be extra, you know, safe with your bets. So there are currencies, there are privacy coins, there are platforms, and then utilities. So we'll go over one of the other topics in our next podcast.
Yeah. Just touching on that, actually, talking about diversifying. If you use Coinbase originally to purchase your Bitcoin or whatever, if you use it generally, they've just brought out something called the Coinbase Bundle. And what that does is, you'd be aware if you used it before that if you were saying you want to buy a bit of Bitcoin and you want to buy a bit of Ethereum, when you buy them, you'd be paying a transaction fee for Bitcoin and Ethereum. Well, they do this Bitcoin bundle now, Coinbase bundle now, where say you can start with a small amount as say £25 or $25 or 25 euros. And what you do is you deposit that to the Coinbase bundle, and it will distribute it throughout their five coins. And their five coins of choice is Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and Ethereum Classic. And it's not just a straight equal amount. It puts the majority in Bitcoin. So there's a weighted distribution that they propose, which is 75% in Bitcoin, 14% in Ethereum, 6% in Bitcoin Cash, 2% in Litecoin, and 0.78 in Ethereum Classic. There's a couple of point, smaller. I'm rounding up these percentages, by the way. So if you calculate that and you see that it doesn't make sense, just go to the website and have a little look. But they got a little indicator which kind of shows you if you had bought the bundle in, say 2013. So if you put $100 in the bundle in 2013, you'd have
$13,398. No way.
Well, that sounds great. And I think it's a good thing that people who don't understand that want to kind of spread their bets and also don't want to understand, even just want to just buy it and just let it kind of give me a bit of everything, whatever. So that sounds great, doesn't it? $100 and you'd have $13,000. If you put 1 year, that $100 would get you $151. Not as exciting.
That's still 50%, though. You have to think of it that way. You know, what other asset class will give you 50% return in a year? Yeah. Not many.
Yeah. But then if you went to 1 month, $100 and you get $94.
Well, the market's down at the moment. But
obviously, it's a great thing, isn't it? It's a great thing for people, to get people across the board with cryptocurrency games. Getting their fingers in all these pots, I think is good. To be honest, I might even do it.
Yeah, it simplifies things, for sure.
It does simplify things.
And I think that's what Coinbase does well, actually. It makes it easy for newbies to get started. And that's the whole point of it, actually, because it's the entry point for most people.
Yeah, the fees that come along with it, that's mainly for convenience.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well... that's me for today. Have you got anything else you want to add?
No, that's it for me as well. So everyone, if you enjoyed this podcast, give us a like or whatever, and then give us a follow on Twitter at our Chump Change, and send us an email if you have any questions at, what is it again? I always forget.
You can send us an email at chumpchange@financer.com. Is that what you were going to say?
Yes, I was going to say that. Cool. All right. Cool. Well, catch you next week. Cheers, everyone.
Also, again, this is not financial advice. We're just talking. Do your own research before you do it. Don't choke and carry on investing.
Yes. Yes.